In this bulletin, a second aged care resident tests positive as Melburnians face another week in lockdown. A major environmental disaster feared off the Sri Lankan coast. And in sport, Brisbane has secured a spot in the A-League finals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A second Melbourne aged care resident has contracted coronavirus as case numbers this morning are expected to reveal just how fast a highly infectious variant is spreading. The 89-year-old is a close contact of a resident who tested positive on Monday at Arcare's Maidstone facility in Melbourne's west. Arcare says he lives in an adjacent room and has now been transferred to hospital. The Federal Aged Care Services Minister Richard Colbeck has told a Senate Estimates Committee hearing the man had been tested three times.
The resident initially had what is described as an indeterminate test result, which
I remember that
it was tested again and found to be negative, and has been subsequently tested again and found to be positive, currently asymptomatic.
There are now five cases linked to the facility. Melbourne's lockdown is being extended by another week as authorities remain concerned about the transmission between strangers of the so-called Kappa virus mutant. With 60 active cases now, Acting Premier James Molino says the government was left with little choice but to extend the lockdown given the highly infectious nature of the variant.
So I know that this is not the news that everyone wants to hear for Melbourne today. If we don't do this, this thing will get away. This variant of concern will become uncontrollable and people will die.
While no new COVID-19 cases have been recorded in New South Wales, the state's south coast remains on high alert after a person from Melbourne visited the area while potentially infectious with coronavirus. Premier Daniel Andrews, who's recovering from major spinal surgery, has issued a tweet urging Victorians to stay strong in the face of another lockdown. Mr. Andrews has been off work since March and he's praised the state for its record vaccination and testing figures. He says everything Victorians are doing will save lives, protect communities and the entire country. Mr. Andrews is due back on the job sometime this month. A cargo ship carrying tons of chemicals is sinking off Sri Lanka's west coast in what's feared to be one of the country's worst maritime disasters. A Navy spokesman says efforts to tow the vessel to deeper water have been halted because its rear end was hitting the seabed. The Singapore-registered MV Express Pearl, carrying almost 1,500 containers, including 25 tonnes of nitric acid, was anchored off the island's west coast when a fire erupted 2 weeks ago. Authorities have been battling the blaze since then as flaming containers laden with chemicals have fallen from the ship's deck. Tons of plastic pellets have swamped the island's coastline and rich fishing grounds, creating what experts say is one of the biggest environmental crises in decades. President of the local fishery society, Joshua Anthony, says it's been devastating for the industry.
The ship has dealt the death blow to our lives. We can't go to sea, which means we can't make a living.
The government has banned fishing along an 80-kilometre stretch of coastline, affecting thousands of fishing boats, while hundreds of soldiers have been deployed to clean the beach. Documents obtained by The Guardian in London reveal Buckingham Palace banned ethnic minorities or foreigners from serving in key roles until at least the late 1960s. The newspaper discovered the papers in Britain's National Archives. One document from 1968 shows the Queen's chief financial manager advising civil servants that it was not the practice to appoint coloured immigrants or foreigners to clerical roles in the royal household, although they could be hired as domestic servants. Buckingham Palace has declined to answer questions about the ban and when it was revoked. It did reveal its own records show that people from ethnic minority backgrounds have been employed in the 1990s. It added it didn't keep records on the racial backgrounds of employees before the 1990s. In the A-League, Brisbane has secured a spot in the finals with a 2-1 win over Perth Glory. It lifts the Roar to third on the ladder with one game to play in the regular season and means Perth will miss out on the finals. And now a look at today's weather. Perth mostly sunny, 21 degrees. Adelaide showers and 17. Melbourne showers clearing and 18. Hobart partly cloudy, 16. Canberra a shower or two, 14 degrees. Wollongong, rain at times, 19. Similar conditions in Sydney, a top of 18. Much the same for Newcastle, 19 degrees. Brisbane, showers or light rain periods, 22. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin, also sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.